Loveline, coast to coast.
Yes, it is. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, we're happy to have our good friend Rob Schneider on the show.
Thank you, Adam. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back, Rob.
Pleasure's all mine. Dr. Drew, good to see you.
The Animal is the name of the film. It is opening tomorrow, Friday, June 1st, right?
Thank you, yes. I'm excited about that.
I have seen multi commercials for this movie, and I actually did a man show bit where I was touring around on a double-decker bus today all through town and saw several thousand The Animal movie posters. So this is what you call a big release.
Yeah, they're spending the money. That's nice, you know. Usually, most movies I've done, they haven't spent the money, so it's nice. But this,
man, they must like it.
They like it, so, and it's a nice movie. It's PG-13.
Colleen's in it.
Colleen is hot, and in the movie, ow!
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? She's the kind of hot, though, doesn't piss off women, you know?
Right.
The thing, like Cindy Crawford, like, it angers women, actually.
Yeah.
I don't like her. But Colleen's, she just sneaks right in there.
She's what I call sleeper hot. And I always think that part of the appeal to sleeper hot is that guys think they actually got a shot with her.
Yeah.
Because she seems like a civilian.
You know, you're right. There's just on the edge of believability and possibility. And she works
think,
that. She works.
Right.
She talks to people, you know, who she has no interest in, I'm just guessing, but she still talks to them.
But also, she seemed to be at her most desirable when she was sort of half dead from starvation. When guys really felt like she wouldn't move so fast, they really, really would have a chance.
Rape was her. A real possibility.
Yeah, right. She's the hottest chick with sores on her legs you've ever seen. Top five, at least.
I'm a rapist.
Oh, Drew, please. The mics are still hot. This movie, as I said, is opening this Friday. I guess your last film was Deuce Bigalow, right?
Yeah.
Have you been in others since then?
No, I haven't really.
You haven't?
No.
Well, didn't Little Nicky come out after Deuce?
Yeah, I had a little part in that, but I wouldn't, you know, I was just there. I literally showed up to visit, and the next thing I know, I'm in it. You know, but that was, you know.
Are you in another just, space thing coming up?
No, it was basically Deuce Bigalow. I showed up, Adam Sandler. I brought the hat with me just in case he wanted to ask me, and thank God he did. So I'm proud to be in that. And then The Animal, and then that's...
Do you give credit for The Animal for Deuce Bigalow? I mean, was Deuce Bigalow like a little bit of a surprise? Maybe not to you, but to a lot of industry people?
I guess
people?
It was. You know what's funny is that I get these wonderful backhanded compliments like, you know,
yeah.
Hey, it was a surprise hit. Like, what are you, we were all expecting it to bomb or something? You know? But it's funny, though. I'm finding a kind of reverse backlash now. I find the critics are like, they know they got nailed. They were behind the curve on Deuce Bigalow because it was like, he made $80 million on video. Everyone in the country loved it, you know. And so they're being kind to The Animal, which is, I'm shocked by. And I say it's too late to start kissing up to me now.
Right.
You had your chance to suck up to me. But no, it was a nice surprise. But honestly, I really loved that movie, and it was nice that people liked it. And I thought at the time, you know, if you're psyched about something, you think it's funny, chances are other people will.
Right.
So, but it did catch on, and it was nice. And I guess it had a good heart to it, you know.
Is The Animal a Disney film?
No, it's Revolution Sony.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just looking at the billboard or something. It's got a Jungle Book vibe or something.
Yeah. Don't tell them.
All right.
Let's keep that here. But it's a fun movie, and it's nice that they're behind it. And it's nice that we can back it up. They're not just pushing a movie that stinks. You know, I'm really proud of it. It took a year and a half. And by the way, I was offered a lot of crap in the meantime. I sat, went broke, me and my brother and Tom Brady, and, you know, writing this movie. And... you know, I got to give myself credit for that.
Right.
I got offered a bunch of crap in between time, but we wanted to write our own.
Tell me, I was just looking at your bio here, and your co-owner in a restaurant.
No, not anymore.
That's gone?
Burned to the ground, suspicious fire.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I only own like 5% of the damn thing. Basically, I owned enough where I can go in and eat free.
Right.
In Rosentown. And then we had a club, and we got sued so many times.
Where are you from originally?
San Francisco.
So that's why your restaurant was up there. And you had a girlfriend last time you were in here.
Yes.
That's still okay?
I don't know. You know what? I guess you got to spend time with him. You know, they need that.
Yeah.
They need that attention. And
without
like
that,
animals, yeah.
Without that, yeah, I've been spending more time with goats and chimpanzees and orangutans with my own girlfriend, so it's putting a strain.
Do you live in San Francisco?
I got a little place up there, but I'm down here. You know, I have to admit I'm acclimated to L.A. now. Even though I like to say I'm from San Francisco, I hate L.A., but I love L.A. now, I have to admit. I'm giving over to it.
Everyone in San Francisco hates people from L.A., yeah. And probably rightfully.
For good reasons. Oh, so, yeah, better-looking girls down here. The weather's better. All you have to do is go to La Brea Tar Pits to realize it's the best weather on the planet for like the last 65 million years, you know. Any mammal who could get to L.A. in Hollywood was doing it, you know.
I was at the La Brea Tar Pits today, by the way, on the double-decker bus, and I've said it before, but I'll say it again. You know you're running short as far as a town goes on national monuments.
Or cultural activity.
Cultural activity, yeah. When the big selling point is a hole filled with tar.
Yeah, that's...
Everyone goes, hey, any other town would have cemented over that thing 100 years ago.
It's that or Pink's hot dog stand. That's about it.
Yeah, it is a huge hole filled with tar
with a bunch of bones,
and we turn it into a museum. You don't even really see any bones around it. Mm. They have some plaster like brontosauruses that they stick in it, but that's about it.
Well, bones are mostly agents too.
Well, no, it's true. But the bone highlight is the wall of wolves' heads.
Oh yeah. That's
4,000 wolf heads
because the animals get stuck there and the wolves start attacking them
Just stating that 4,000 wolves have been found there would be enough, okay?
Yeah. All right, Drew. You're getting cynical too, buddy. Lamar?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah, I was wondering, I had a question about training the PC muscles.
Your what muscles?
PC muscle.
Politically correct.
Huh?
Pubococcygeus muscle.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Like Kegel exercises?
The one that controls how you pee.
Right. Ejaculation.
Well, it doesn't control ejaculation. It's contracting during ejaculation.
But does it? Is there any point in improving the strength of that?
Some people say that if they do Kegel exercises, though I've read some stuff recently on Kegels that show that they really don't hold up to any sort of scrutiny in terms of affecting much of anything. Some people occasionally will claim that the male will get some control over orgasm or get more intensity in orgasm.
What are you looking for, Lamar?
I'm trying to lengthen them.
Lengthen the orgasm?
Yeah, my time.
No.
You know, if you're interested in this seriously, there's a book called The Multiple Orgasmic Man. And it's about, you can have this, it's an orgasm without actually orgasming.
Stop, Rob. We had that guy up here. That was the guy we had up here.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. No. It's actually, you know.
I know.
I've done that. It works.
It does?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Drew, you're skeptic because you're a medical doctor and close-minded about, you know, the dictatorship of the American Medical Association. But, however, there are other ways. And Shaquille O'Neal's doctor, by the way, I'm making a segue, fixed my back after like, I had a 16-year-old injury in my back.
Nice.
This Chinese guy literally just took this goo out of my back. I feel like a 19-year-old. Seriously, just drink, you know, like a cupping and scraping. Dr. Shen.
Really?
Su, Dr. Shen Su. Yeah, seriously. Fix me, and I've sent 35 people there, and they've all been fixed.
Was the goo in your back, or is it on your back?
It's like static blood, and if you look at it under, like, infrared light.
Use a needle? What did he do, draw?
Yeah, no, it's like a little tiny,
like acupuncture? Oh, yeah.
And it does the cupping.
Oh, sure.
I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, and this, you know, as far as, I forget who wrote that book, but, you know, I didn't read the whole thing, of course, because I'm an actor, you know. Right?
Well, the guy who wrote the book, we had him up here, and he basically just decided that he would lengthen the duration of orgasm by sort of redefining orgasm. I mean, orgasm is the spinal reflex that occurs when this stuff coming out of your penis and there's a contraction going on and it's an absolute climax.
But without the ejaculation, you can still have pretty much an orgasm without that.
You can have long periods of high degree of arousal.
Yes. Well, there's the gray area there.
That's right.
You're in the gray area. I'm into maybe the metaphysical is a little bit, I'm stretching a touch.
All right, but you prolonged your orgasm?
No, actually, it's like an orgasm without...
Pre-orgasm.
Well, okay, again, you know, but you have to try it. You go home, try it a little bit, mix it up. You can get the book, it's a multi-orgasmic man, and you have to practice at it.
But you know that feeling when you're, let's just say you're whacking off.
Yeah.
And there's that feeling about you're close to the climax, and you're not even sure if something came out yet.
Right.
You know what? Yeah. Now, if you could, but sometimes nothing comes out. But you're not sure because it kind of feels like it did.
But if you actually get to that point,
if you could stretch that out,
then you're going to become refractory again. If you actually achieve right there, you're going to get refractoriness, and you're not going to have anything.
So, no. Right. But if you reach underneath with the three fingers and squeeze underneath,
you do all that stuff.
That's the pulling up of the thing. You know, I don't say you do it all the time, but you know, mix it up.
Your chi is building up to...
It's the chi, yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
He is an animal.
5,000 years old, they've been doing this. You know what I like about all the, you know, the Chinese sexual practices? It's only about men. There's absolutely nothing in it about women, you know?
it's great. It's like, yeah.
Now people are going to think I did that.
We're going to grind up this rhino horn. We're going to eat this bear pancreas.
I didn't say all this stuff is good. That's Korea, by the way. That, a lot of that stuff is Korean. Maybe Chinese, too. Okay, I admit that.
But as far as the woman's part, it's like, hey, hold still. I mean, that's about it, right?
Well, foot binding, I'm not for.
No.
I've gone on record about that.
No, not both of them. Josh?
Yes.
You're 31. What's up?
Yeah, the first thing I want to say is Rob's characters were great on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, thank you.
The copy guy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Adam, you're one of the funniest guys on the planet.
Absolutely.
Oh,
comedy genius.
What's up, Josh?
Absolutely.
Here's the funny thing. My stepbrother, he graduated from San Diego State University, and he has a problem whenever you make fun of that school. But the funny thing is he loves when you make fun of guys that work around metal or guys that go to junior college. Yeah, you're talking about his school.
And his job. Like that. And his work.
Yeah, and the funny thing is he went to look up who graduated from the school, so he had this impressive list for you. And all he found out was Art Linkletter in the 30s and the guy who played Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
Right. Those are the two graduates from San Diego State.
Those are the two
mentioning.
Big guys.
I know. It's a junior college.
And
it's a four-year
when Art Linkletter graduated, it was agricultural school.
Tony right. Gwynn.
But, yeah, well, Tony Gwynn, too, but that's more of an athletic thing.
But he's talking from a scholastic standpoint.
Yeah.
And, listen, I don't blame him. That school is dangerous.
I'll have you know, Tony Gwynn graduated in communications. So, come on, that's a genius. He's a very smart guy.
The school's too close to Tijuana to try to get any learning done.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, here's my question.
Yeah.
We were watching this video. I'm not going to tell you why we were watching it, for scientific reasons.
Oh,
and there
bad.
Were these, it was a porno. These guys had two penises, and... some of the people in the room thought they were fake, and some thought they were real. And I've heard you talk before about guys that have an extra nipple. And, you know, could this be real? Have you seen it?
No, never seen it, never heard of it.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Impossible.
But do tell us the name of the video.
Well, it's amazing.
No, I'm just telling that.
Adam has a very evolved sort of observational theory about this.
What's that?
With the belt?
I wish I knew, too.
The guys always wore a...
Yeah, did the guy wear any kind of truss or harness or anything like that?
No, he didn't have anything like that, but my friend claims the pubic hair looked totally fake.
Well, look.
I don't know how.
I think that's the tip-off right there.
Here's how you can tell. Was the guy tan? Was he muscular?
There were a couple different guys in the video because, again, the video specialized in people that had weird things in that area.
All right, but no, it's not possible. It doesn't exist.
Did any of the guys have washboard abs or shaved chest with a tan or any of that stuff?
No, they were just, one had, I think, a belly kind of out of shape.
Mm.
Did they try to save their orgasmic chi?
and that's
only on one
thing.
Side.
My friend was saying, since they weren't showing... him when he was flaccid, they were just showing when they were hard.
All right, I can't. We gotta stop with this. All right. You know what? I don't know.
What's in the name of science?
Gross.
No, never heard of it.
Gone.
Okay, but let me say this. There is a...
Did he graduate from San Diego State?
Not yet. There is a sect of the porn industry that deals with prosthetics. And they have guys who have penises that have endless amounts of so-called semen coming out of them. They have women with, enormous novelty-sized breasts. There are certain movies that try to pass off people with different prosthetics that as real.
Huh.
And you can usually... sort of see through them, but sometimes they do a decent job of it. Hmm. But when they have like a studded harness that seems to be for a bra or for a jock strap, that means that's what's holding it on.
Well, the one that he saw was definitely a high production freaky porn.
Right.
You know,
and, could be real. Jen?
Yeah.
Vivid, I think they call it.
Year 20. What's up?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. Good.
What's up?
I'm about 8 months pregnant now, and been in the state for about a year or so, and
you've been pregnant for a year or so. What?
No.
State of Texas.
Oh, sorry.
I've been here in the state for a year, and I met this guy, and we hit it off pretty good, and then I got pregnant. And
they don't have condoms in Texas, or what? Birth control?
No, we used it was some sort of gel, and you
That doesn't work.
Hair gel, no.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
not
telling you that the gel and the jellies and the foams, those are to be used with a diaphragm and or a condom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's not live in the past here.
Yeah, I don't want other people to make the same mistake, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on now?
Well, my right man's pregnant, and me, and he's bipolar, and he takes medicine, and he takes medication for it, and we've been having, you know, a lot of problems, because he, you know, 2 weeks on, he'll say that we're just friends, and then a few weeks later, we'll get intimate, and he'll act like, you know, he loves me, and...
Well, what do you mean, acts like, just because he's sleeping with you, you think that...
No, I mean, he, like, hugs me, and... says all these nice things and does all these nice things for me. And
yeah. Well, okay, you know, so how long have you known him?
For about a year.
Okay, and he got you pregnant a couple months after you met him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think 20-year-old males, you got to listen to what they say, not what they do.
27.
I mean, even 20-year-old males. I mean, but yeah. They're males in their 20s.
Wait a minute, didn't you transpose that? He said, listen to what they say, not what they do?
No, in this case, listen to what they say, which is, I want to be friends.
Yeah.
He treats me nice. He sleeps with me. Well, okay, he's being a nice guy so he can sleep with you.
Well, you said sleep. She said hug.
But the hugging is more important to her than the sleeping.
Yeah.
I know.
But he figures that's what leads to the sleeping. And he gets to sleep. He gets what he wants. Well. And then he comes out and goes, hey, I'm not lying to you. We're just friends.
Well, now, what's... what do you want out of this this relationship? I mean, what... do you want him to be in love? Are you in love with him?
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like he's a guy that is going to be able to deal with the responsibilities of the situation he's put himself in.
Yeah, that's another thing, because he still lives with his parents, and that's where I'm living with him, and now just staying in a hotel right now.
Okay, and what does he want to do about being a dad?
He says he wants to one day, but the next day he says he's not sure.
Does he know that one day is a month from now?
Huh?
That one day of being a father is a month from now.
I know.
Yeah. Is he an addict?
It gets closer and closer and closer.
Is he a drug addict?
No.
He's on medication. Bipolar.
Yeah, but he could still be a drug addict, too.
Can I ask you about your family and, like, where is your family?
They're back in Connecticut, where I used to live.
What's your relationship like with your family?
It's strange. I mean, I get along with them and everything, but it's...
What's the problem there?
I don't really know if there's a big problem. It's just like...
It's a huge problem. Their daughter is 20, living in Texas, pregnant with a bipolar guy who's not willing to support her.
Well, living in a hotel.
I'm in Georgia.
Okay, so do they know you're pregnant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have they offered any help?
Yeah, but I was going to go back, and he persuaded me to stay here with his family. And
I don't think that...
He cares so much about me, but...
Yeah, but he's a liar and a mess.
Honestly, I think you got to go home. Seriously, go home. Do you have a relationship with your parents? Are they, is it any abusive relationship with your parents?
No, they drive me nuts, and I'll be miserable.
What do you mean they drive you nuts?
How do they drive you nuts?
They just remind me every day how much I screwed up. And
what'd you screw up with?
I didn't go to college. I moved here, and I got pregnant when I wasn't married.
Well, okay, look. You know what, though? I mean...
They make some valid points.
Well, no, maybe it's time to go back and regroup.
I've got to tell you what. I think they are in a position, and emotionally and, like, financially, to be able to assist you right now. And I think you need Matt more than you need this guy who sounds like a loser.
Agreed. And I really smell addict in this guy, too. He's not smoking pot every day?
No, he doesn't do any drugs.
Alcohol?
Hold on, Drew. No, let me... I farted. Could that be what that was?
I'm smelling addict. Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Jen.
I don't know what to do because
I think, seriously, you got to call your folks and you got to go home. Seriously.
Well, that's another thing. I didn't mention I'm on bed rest because I started having contractions about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
Can she not fly?
Can your parents fly out and get you? At least come out. You know, have your parents come out. You need them right now. You need some family.
Yep.
If you have a decent relationship with them.
It sounds like they'll come out. You're just avoiding them because you don't want to feel that guilt and shame.
Yeah, get over the guilt. You're going to have a baby. Get them out there. They can help you.
Let me sum this up. I agree completely with Rob and Drew. This guy's a flake. You're 8 months pregnant, for Christ's sake, and he's on the fence trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life, whether he wants to be a dad, whether he wants to be a husband. You need stability for this kid so this kid does not end up in Georgia pregnant 20 years from now.
Right. Thank you.
And if it's a guy... Oh, well, we'll cross that path.
And chances are it's not going to be 100% negative with your parents, you know. Maybe that they'll enjoy having a granddaughter, you know, or grandson.
Very true. Lee?
How are you guys doing tonight?
You're 39.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've been having an affair with a married lady for 5 years now.
Simply.
Are you with somebody?
No, I'm not.
You're single.
I'm a single man.
How old is she?
She's 35.
How'd you meet her?
Co-worker.
And does she have kids?
Yeah, she has two.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with her husband? Why is she not happy with him?
No attention. Yeah. You know, it's the old same old scenario. Have the kids, put a couple pounds on, not attractive anymore, kids around, no time for each other.
Yeah.
We just, it was, you know, it was one of those scenarios where we just started off as friends.
Sure.
He owns his own company, so he was always, always busy.
Yeah. So how do you sneak around for 5 years, though?
How often, too?
Yeah.
How often? A couple times a month, usually. But the problem is, it's not all sexual. So
that's a problem?
Settle down, guys.
No, you know, that's...
Are you in love with her?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've been in love with her from day one. The problem with that is that we started off as friends.
Yeah.
You know, and it just grew
into problem
that.
Again? Why that's a problem?
Okay, now, why doesn't she leave her husband?
Basically, because of the kids.
Are you expecting her to leave him?
Part of me says yes.
Okay.
I want her to be happy.
Can you wait till the kids are 18?
Well, they're 4 and 6 right now, so I don't know if I want to wait another 15. All right,
well, it sounds like that's her plan.
Well, yeah, but she goes back and forth so often. I think she goes through that guilt, those guilty feelings.
It's very rare to see someone in this kind of situation actually leave the spouse.
Right.
It doesn't really, especially if it's a male who's claiming that his wife is mistreating him and he wants to leave.
Right.
It never happens.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's take a brief moment and see if we can just beat the crap out of Lee here verbally. Lee, you're 39 years old, for Christ's sake. You got some hefty chick with a couple of kids and a husband. You can't do better than that? You're 39, buddy.
Yeah, I know, and it's easy to say that should be the time of my life. I'm single, I can travel, I make good money, I have my own home.
No, why don't
No,
you?
No, Lee. It's not about living the life of Riley at 39. That was when you were 24. It's about you having a family and a wife and a stable relationship. What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been divorced for 10 years now.
Okay.
I've got an 18-year-old son, so I'm kind of lucky. I've gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
Already, you know.
Yeah. What do you want out of this situation? Get to it. What is it?
What do I want? I guess we need some, you know, after 5 years, I really think we need some closure here.
There you go. Okay. That sounds like you want to get out of this thing. Get out of it.
Well,
you know how you get closure? You don't talk to her anymore. You move.
No, he means he wants her to leave her husband.
Oh, that's right.
That's the closure you want?
No. Yeah, that's
okay.
Well, no, that's not necessarily the closure
I
want.
You want to ask her to get off the pot?
Exactly, yeah, and the problem is she goes through, we'll go through a couple of weeks or so where we don't talk that much, and she's like, okay, look, I'm pulling away from you because I am seeking help, because she's like, I need help with myself.
All right. You know what you are? You're her drug. You're her crutch.
Yeah.
You know, and as long as you stay there and continue to put up with this mediocre relationship, you're stuck.
And you're not helping her either. You're not helping her either. Go send her back to her therapist, let her work on herself, and just end the contact.
All right.
All right?
We'll be right back.
So Drew Roy, you think that's what we need to do?
Yes. That's the healthiest thing, Lee. That's the healthiest thing, yeah.
You have to work with her, right?
Well, yeah, in a way we do.
Yeah.
You know,
avoid.
That's going to be even harder.
I know.
Like I said, we're strong, we can pull away for a while, but she'll go through a lull or something.
Well, you know what? You got to take care of you. You know?
Yeah.
That's right.
That doesn't sound like you taking care of you. You need to be strong. Forget about her. Stop putting it off on her.
Yes. Lee has to take care of Lee.
All right, Lee. Good luck.
All right, Lee.
It sounds so much lamer when you put the guy's name in there. You seems to be effective, but when you put the word Lee, and what the hell? Who would name their kid Lee? By the way, that's a horrible name for a guy. And a horrible name for a girl. Isn't it? You wouldn't name your kid Lee, would you?
It's not that bad.
You don't. Nice. You like Lee?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know a couple of Lees.
Really? Yeah. All right. I don't like Lee. I don't trust a Lee.
Huh?
Okay. Rob Schneider is our guest tonight. The Animals, the name of the movie, going to be out tomorrow, June 1st, Friday. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after
that. That's huge, man.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ron Jeremy. And when I'm not hiding the bacon in some hot and sweaty porno set, I'm listening to Love Lines with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Is that really him?
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's terrible.
Well, yep. I was in an airport in like somewhere in Washington. All of a sudden,
Drew, come here.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
What's his story?
He's
a very nice man.
He's done more porno movies than anybody who's ever done porno movies.
He's bisexual.
No, I don't think he is.
He's a big, fat, hairy Jewish man with a huge schlong who has a bad mustache. And
he's built out a niche for himself, in other words.
A niche? Yeah. He's taken over.
But if you want to talk about the double standard, there's no such thing as a female version of Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Some chick has put on 45 pounds, covered with hair.
Yeah.
Basically, he's gone, body's gone to crap, and still banging around in the porn film industry. I mean, it does not exist.
Yet.
No.
Give it time.
God willing, one day it won't. Brian?
Hi.
You're 19? What's up?
Yeah, I have a question for Rob, actually.
Yes?
I saw you on Dennis Miller Live a couple years ago, and I know you're an avid Elvis fan.
What's up, man?
And you did a story, that your favorite Elvis story, which was when he got on a plane from, I guess, from, you know, Graceland to fly down to Philadelphia to get it.
No, Denver.
Denver.
Yeah, okay. That's just a story I heard from, like, the Elvis camp.
And what happened?
Like,
well, fill us all in.
Is that where he pulled his badge?
No. He flew supposedly on the, the plane, his private plane in the backyard or whatever. And he flew in and never got off the plane. He just had, like, them bring the sandwiches up to the plane. I don't know. I like that story. I want to believe it.
You know you've arrived.
Yeah, it was just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So
No, it was peanut. It was bacon. Mouth. No, it was like also bacon. It was a special sandwich. He's not stupid. He's Elvis, but he's not stupid. It's got to have, you know, peanut butter, bacon, the whole deal. It's like 2 feet long.
You know, the Elvis stories I like is how he collected badges, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he'd go visit the White House, and he'd get Nixon to give him a couple of DEA badges or something. And then he would stop people and flash that tin. He went onto a plane once, stopped the plane, pulled somebody off of the plane. You didn't know that story? Some,
you're coming off, man. That's right. You and A3. Come on.
This is before people knew him for who he was?
No, they knew him, but it was Elvis and he had a shield.
Somebody, did you ever hear the tape where he's screaming at the audience about stuff?
Yeah.
Losing his mind.
Where he was loaded
so sad. Drugs. I hate to hear stuff like that. You know? Yeah. I don't mind the food stories. Because I think he would retell them if he was still around. Man, that's one time I flew to Denver and that's when I flew right back. Never got off the plane, man. He didn't like going places. He never performed. In Europe, you know, or Japan, I think they would have loved him in Europe. I wish he would have went over there, you know.
He didn't? Oh, I mean, he went over there, obviously.
No, he never performed. And he also never went into town or anything. He would literally just stay at the house. You know, Priscilla talks about that in her book, and which I read most of, by the way. He would just literally go from the barracks and he wouldn't live in the barracks. He had like a house off base, and he would just go to the base. He'd never go anywhere. It was a trip. He wasn't interested in other cultures.
He had issues.
He had some things. He had some things. I don't know what the thing is, him and his mama or whatever, but it was something going on there. I think a special relationship.
Oh. Yeah. I don't want to call Elvis stupid, but a lot of uneducated guys really love the hell out of their mama. The smarter you are, the more you hate your mom. Like, Drew, you're a genius, you hate your parents, right?
No.
It's true, though. You don't hear geniuses talking about their mom.
Right, or
It's always that 700-pound black athlete that's crying when he's talking about his mom. It's Elvis. It's all of a sudden.
The water boy, Adam Sandler, and the water boy. Mama.
Right. What is it?
I love my mama.
The simpler you are, the more you love mama.
Now, what do you think of that?
Well, that makes sense, right?
I don't know. It's just something that I perceive.
There's something nice in that, really.
James?
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
James, you're 17.
Yeah.
I think dumb people are happier. Dumb people are happier.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Hello?
Well, look at dogs. Look how happy they are.
What do you got, man?
James, what's your question?
Hey. Actually, I have two questions, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, I just now transferred into this university that I'm in, Columbia University.
Mm-hmm. You're 17?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay. And,
From San Diego State?
I'm sorry?
No.
Junior college.
It's in New York. And is this girl that I really, really like, but the problem is, well, she considers a comic. I don't really see, it to be a dilemma or anything. I think it's pretty cool.
What?
She's 26, and I want to,
You're 17?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So?
And her thing, what her thing is, though, oh, you're 17, I'm too old for you. She's looking.
She's
looking,
thinking sex with you is not really sex.
Well, she's thinking she needs to settle down with someone.
What?
Right? Well, she's thinking, well, I'm wasting my time with the 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Is she newly divorced or out of a long-term relationship?
If she were, she'd be into this. She'd be game on.
Uh-huh. But she's not.
She's not. She's looking for, you know.
Drew's good, man.
Yeah. Well,
I got this figured out. So what do you? What's the problem?
I have lunch with her. Like almost every other day.
Hey, James, have you ever had any other girlfriends in your life?
Sure,
you have.
Yeah.
Why don't you find some hot 17-year-old, really smart biatch from Columbia?
You know where I'm going with this.
There's nobody who's 17-year-old.
Well, how about 19 or 20? Whatever. Lie about your age.
Wear
a hat.
Anyway,
grow some scruff.
Do you have any tips on performing conolingus?
Yes.
I think she would really, really, really like enjoy conolingus.
See, I'm thinking this whole story now is crap.
Yeah, you don't
believe
it.
I'm not buying it.
Because it doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't make sense. And first of all, 26-year-old. First of all, I don't believe you're going to Columbia.
Yeah, I am.
What street's it on?
It's on 116th and Broadway.
Okay, we've got that right.
What's your major?
I'm studying computer information systems.
Wow.
Well, all right.
Now I know why she doesn't want to have a serious relationship.
Lots of girlfriends.
Anyway, she'd be friends.
Hang on a second.
Wait, whoa. Yeah, lots of girlfriends? You mean like lots of...
You know what I'm going here, Adam?
All right, hold on. Drew, calm down tonight. I don't know what's going on with you, but Rob has awakened the sleeping nerd in you. But just sit down and relax. You're doing way too much talking. You're throwing me off. I can't focus here.
Gotcha.
Lean back like you normally. Don't you usually nap between 10:20 and 10:45?
No, it starts around 10:50.
She makes passes at me.
So what? She's what?
She winks her eye, and then, like, let's see, she'll walk by me. She'll, like, rub her butt cheek on me or something like that.
How do you know her?
I just saw her in the hallway, and then we just thought she just sees me every time, like around lunchtime.
She's a student at Columbia also?
I presume.
Have you ever asked her out?
So you've had lunch with her twice, right?
No, I have lunch with her more than twice. I had lunch with her a dozen of times.
And you don't know if she's a student?
I first met her.
Wait a minute. You don't know if she's a student or not?
She is a student.
You just said presume.
Yeah, she's a student. She has a student ID, and she goes to classes, so she's a student. Okay.
Okay. So you didn't have lunch with her. Wait a minute. You did not sit down and have lunch with her for like an hour. You sat down. You were sitting down. She walked by and said hi.
No.
You call that lunch.
Hold on. First I got to figure out this guy's nationality, because I'm getting like a crazy Leroy from Fame kind of vibe from him.
I got a little something going on.
But it's got
okay. Wait. Just out of curiosity, what does my nationality have to do with you helping?
I'm trying to figure out your dialect,
your voice. Yeah. Adam and I get very affected by voices. That's all we do is sit here and listen to people.
Okay.
Voices.
So what does my nationality sound like?
Well, sometimes you sound black, and then sometimes you sound Asian.
Yeah. You sound like a black guy who's not a good dancer.
No. You know. You sound like an Asian guy who's been hanging out with too many black guys.
Well, let me compliment you on your assumption. I am African-American.
You're gay.
Drew, please.
Am I really gay? I'm not gay.
There's a hint of that in there.
You know, there's a little bit. You know
I
what?
I get more coochie than tampons. I'm far from gay. But anyway, I want to put all that in.
Okay, all right. I'm going to tell you how to go down on a woman in that case. I mean, I'll just put you on hold, and we'll trade tips. I use a technique called the carpet bombing technique, where I don't try to find the separate parts. I take out the whole village.
Throw up his coffee. Relax.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, that's my noise I make.
There you go.
This is with
Oh my god.
This is
the
Nicole.
You know. Is it the carpet bombing? It's a sloppy. It's not a technique.
Well, yes. What I'm saying is a lot of people try to do the smart bomb, where they just try to take out the target, which is the clitoris, or they try to find the G spot. Yeah. I don't know where any of that is. I'm drunk. It's dark. I'm disoriented oftentimes.
So I'm just trying to do it along enough
sure
to start on
my,
me.
My plan
no,
is
strafe.
I'm going to take out the whole area.
Strafe the whole town. See,
take the whole village out.
Well, I don't want to take the whole village out, but there's a key huts that I want to hit. I also want to sneak up on the village. I don't want to just jump on the village and napalm.
You're wasting your time, Rob.
I want to just like, you know, at least the first couple of times of the kind of like, give her the illusion that I'm really into this, you know, and then...
I see.
You know, but no, I'd like to, you know, make it a pleasant experience. I actually enjoy it.
So you say, like, take out the guard tower on
I'd
the
go,
top?
Yeah, and then move your way and then go away from it for a while.
I see.
It's a tease kind of thing, you know?
Right. All right, you can't. It's hard to go. It's hard to screw it up too much if you're enthusiastic. But just don't overdo it.
I think I screw that up all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the technique then, Drew?
I'm not sure. First of all, you need to be in the vicinity of the proper anatomy.
Yeah.
You need to be in that vicinity, and you need to use the flat part of the tongue.
Well, the flat part.
Yeah.
Some girls it's sideways. Some it's straight up and down.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
And the carpet bombing is actually a viable technique as long as you're in the right place at the right
time. Yeah, you've got to eventually get back to the important area. Otherwise, it's just going to get frustrating for everyone involved and the people watching it at home. And
slow, rhythmic, and hang around the top.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, there's just some homosexual issues with that man, I think.
Brandon?
James, yeah. I you know what I got from James? I got sexually abused, sexual compulsive.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Brandon?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, like, when I masturbate, normally I can, like, come, you know, but when now, like, recently, I can't, you know? It won't come out.
How recently?
It's been going on for, like, a week and a half.
Are you on any medication?
Nah.
Anything else happening? You're losing weight?
How many times were you masturbating the last time something came out? 8, 9 times? What?
What?
Did you go on a holy terror before you ran out?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
How long was the session?
Usually, like, on average?
Yeah.
Usually I go for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And how many times a week are you doing this?
5, 6. Okay.
Well, there you go. I think your body's telling you to
chill. Slow down. Yeah.
And you're fine. And don't worry about it.
You sure not taking any medication at all? No cold medicine?
I used to be on medication, but, like, not anymore.
What were you taking?
Adderall.
So you have ADD?
I guess.
ADHD.
Yeah. You're 13.
Are you taking, take it easy.
Are you taking anything like that now? Anything? It's cold medicine? Nothing? Because that's sort of what you're describing is typically a medication thing where it's just you can't achieve an orgasm.
And I tell you what. You know what? They got this thing now. It's called a book. Read it. Get out of the bathroom.
Pop Schneider here.
Just go.
Jeez, always read, man.
Man, all the success has made you... You're not cool anymore, man.
I'm not cool. Then stay in a masturbate. Yes, take it back.
I agree with
just,
Rob.
No.
You pick up the key to the hour-long orgasm by Dr. Schmagma. And I agree. You read.
Yeah, I mean, take it easy. Believe me, in a week, you're going to be back.
I actually agree.
Back in business, the business of jizz making yourself. So it's all good.
That's right. We will take a little break. Rob Schneider is our guest tonight. The Animal is coming out tomorrow, everyone, and we'll be back. Oh, wait, here we go. It's Loveline.
The steak.
Rob Schneider is in the middle of telling one of his many comedy bomb stories.
When I was bombing, and anyway, this basically was at the Irvine Improv, and I refused to get off the stage, and they were flashing me lights. My attitude was, you know, you guys kiss my ass. Somebody rented the whole place out, so I didn't feel sorry for these people. And this one, my favorite story is my friend in the background was like hiding because he thought I was going to write what was going to happen. And this... this woman, irate woman, comes up to the club manager and says, my friend ordered steak medium, and it's rare. And could you get that guy off the stage? He sucks. I like how it's second in importance to the steak. You know, it's,
in a club that is not known for its restaurant, the culinary delights.
Yeah,
it's improv
in Irvine.
That is the voice of Rob Schneider, who can be found nationwide on many, many screens starting tomorrow, Friday, June 1st. Phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191.
That's what I have a romantic scene with a goat.
I was calling her as an actress.
She's terrific. She's natural. You know, she said she never
actress
acted
before?
No.
Okay.
She said she never acted before. My attitude was great.
Yeah.
Don't start now. And what you do naturally is terrific. So, you know, I'm... We had a lot of film to like with animals. You take your time, and it was nice because they had a little success on the last movie, and they give you a little room this time.
We will go to the phones now and speak to EK, who's 19.
Bring it on, man.
What's up?
What's up?
First of all, I want to say, Rob Schneider, you're the second funniest man alive.
I'll take that, man. That's huge.
Yeah, next to Adam Carolla.
Oh, great.
Hey, that's respect. I take that.
What's up, EK?
Before I ask something to Rob Schneider, I want to say that Adam Carolla, I made one of the worst mistakes of my life.
What?
I transferred from Skyline Junior College and I ended up going to a 5-year junior college, San Francisco State.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I know. I grew up right down the street from Skyline.
Yeah, so anyway...
he's underwhelmed.
Rob, I heard you came from Pacifica.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because I live in Pacifica right now.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah, not really. Well, I'm Filipino and I'm really proud that you got there. I just wanted to know how you started out.
You know, I was a stand-up comedian. I was writing jokes when I was about 13.
Did you go to college?
I went to Skyline. No, actually, I went to, where did I go? San Francisco State for like a little summer stock theater. I didn't do much college. I went to junior college and the College of Marin. They get into a theater program. But really, it was smoky nightclubs for me. That wasn't for me. Alcohol, waitresses, smoky nightclubs.
How old are you?
How old am I now?
No, when you were born.
Oh, and I was, I'm in my late 30s, I'll just say mid-30s. Let's stick to mid-30s.
Okay.
Hey, EK?
I'll write it down for you.
You want to get into comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can be, there's not that many Filipino stand-ups.
There's not a lot of call for it, I'll be honest with you.
Well, but it's
we need a Filipino guy for this.
But it's a niche, I mean, you know.
No, you know what we got to have for this movie is a Filipino guy, Filipino comedian. No, I don't know. I you know, my Filipino relatives are great, the best audience you can get, you know. But, hey, if you write your own movies, that's the key to it. My career was in the toilet until I started writing my own movies.
Oh, that was my plan, too. Hey, one last question.
Oh, here it comes.
What's your favorite Filipino dish?
Well, if my mom makes chicken adobo, I can go right to sleep, no matter what. Chicken adobo is the best. If anybody, that's the best chicken dish in the world, by the way.
How much Filipino do you have in you?
I got, my mom is half Filipino, so like, I got, I don't know.
Is that a big Filipino community up there in Pacifica?
In Daly City, it was. It was like a way station for Filipinos, my house. They would come in from the Philippines, they'd stay at my house for a little bit, they'd get their own place, and then they'd boom, boom, constant streaming of Filipinos. And they were great people.
Huh. You know? And what's your dad? German?
German.
Yeah, because you don't seem too Filipino.
I don't get out in the sun a lot, so I look kind of pale, but I you know, I don't know what to say. I know a few words. Bastus, that's about it.
Did your dad meet your mom during the war or something?
No, my dad met my mom, thought she was Japanese, and fell in love, you know, because he just read, you know, Susie Wong or something like that. And, you know, so he and then he found out, like, 2 years after their marriage, he's not really Japanese. So it's all worked out.
Nicole?
Yes.
You're 21?
22.
What's up?
I can't figure out, like, I don't know if I'm taking it out on myself, because, like, the guys that I date don't want to be friends afterwards, and I can't figure that out.
That's because you're dating guys.
How old are you?
22.
Yeah.
Guys, when they, after they're done with the relationship, want to just check out, most of them. There's some evolved guys can maintain a friendship. Are you one of those guys?
Listen, yeah, I try to.
But
yeah.
Most guys want to just duck out and be gone.
So, but you sleeping with these guys, and then they break up with you? Is that it?
Well, it's like a year-long relationship.
Okay.
Women are much more evolved when it comes to stuff like this, because their position is, hey, this is a person I cared about. It's an intimate relationship. It's a friendship. I value him. And his thing is, I got to get out of here. I don't know.
No, it's like, it's like a boss wondering why his employees stuck around after he stopped paying them and fired them. You know what I mean? There's nothing in it for him anymore. Why keep showing up? Why keep punching
in?
That
is such a dreary image.
I think there's even more of a negative than that. Somehow guys feel exposed or something, and they just want to get out when they're done.
Vulnerable.
I don't know what it is.
There's nothing to do.
Well, first of all, you're dating guys in their 20s. They're still kids, you know. They're emotionally more immature than you.
Actually, they're like in their 30s.
Well, guys in their 30s are going to be more emotionally immature than you. Well, I don't know. Guys, it's tough. Guys don't want to commit. It's just a thing.
Who broke up with who, though?
I did.
You're breaking up with them.
Because they don't want to commit.
Sort of, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. And then you... But why do you want to be friends with them after you break up with them?
I don't know, because I felt that if I spent that much time with them, it's kind of a waste to throw it away.
You women do that because you sleep with a guy and you have to rationalize it that you're now best friends and you have to hang out and all this. And then,
sure, I slept with them. It's love.
They actually also experience a loss when they lose the person.
Right, but then a new guy shows up and the old guy's hanging around and he doesn't like you hanging around with the old guy. And then, God forbid, one day you get married and you want to invite the old guy to the wedding and it gets really weird.
Gross. That's just gross.
Yeah, just find a guy, he'll commit, you commit, and you got your own relationship.
Another thing is
here it comes.
Just finding men friends that don't want to sleep with me.
Well, there you go. Well, that's the age-old problem.
Yeah, either you're going to be attracted to them or they're going to be attracted to you.
And I just...
That's why you have the friendship.
But why is this such a deliberate plan, Nicole? I mean, why are you putting so much thought into it?
I don't know.
Why is this a problem?
You
go to school?
Yeah, college.
You live in her home?
No, I live by myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you got a few good things going.
You got a boyfriend right now?
No.
No. Yeah. Would you like one?
Sort of.
Do you have girlfriends?
Yeah.
You do? Mm-hmm. All right. And you have no male friends?
I do, but that problem is that they always want to sleep with me, and that... kind of gets annoying.
Well, you know what? That's
it's their
that's
problem.
Every woman. You
it
know?
Is their
you
problem.
Know?
It's the guy's problem.
You know any gay guys?
No.
You don't?
I wish.
Yeah, I wish I knew more. Sort of hanging around with gay guys. They'll cheer you right up. They're very jovial.
I don't think you have a problem, by the way. This is very normal.
I'm trying to figure out why she perceives this all to be such a problem right now. Are you graduating college?
No.
Why don't you have more? Why don't you have more friends? Just in general.
I think just because, I'm not in school right now, but I'm going back, and then.
But most people your age.
My job's just kind of dead end, and I just need to meet more people.
Yeah, most people your age hang out in groups, groups of friends.
You know what I think you should do is just fall in love with yourself and just do things for yourself and stop, don't think about getting happiness from other people at this point. You can do things for yourself,
I'll tell you what Nicole has to do right now is do what's best for Nicole. Nicole needs to love Nicole.
There you go.
Or you need to be like me, who's in love with the notion of being in love. Which is a mild twist on falling in love with yourself, which I'm going to do later. When we come back, we'll speak to Matt, who's 18.
When you go home?
Maybe on the ride home.
Okay.
So there's like a pattern that you're in. You're spinning in that same pattern.
Dude, you beat off.
The loving himself is nightly.
Yes. Matt is 18. He's had a constant erection since he was 12. Doctors can't help him. So we'll talk to him.
Perfect.
After this. It's Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Rob Schneider is our guest tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Rob can be found on the Animal, which is coming out tomorrow.
Origin first.
That is right. Friday in a huge release, so it'll be everywhere. Everywhere we are, it will be, and places we're not as well. Matt?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes. I've had an erection. I masturbated when I was 12, and I've had an erection ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen several different doctors. And one told me to call Guinness. I was wondering
the beer company or the world records?
World records.
Uh-huh.
It never goes down.
No. To hide it, I put a sweatband for a head around my thigh and tuck it in. My parents know. They've tried several people.
A sweatband keeps it down to your thigh?
I got to do that. I got to try that.
And you see this having been triggered by your masturbating.
Well, I don't know what triggered it, but I mean, it doesn't go down. I was wondering if there's any type of, opposite of Viagra drug or anything you guys knew about.
I think this may sound cruel, but if you watch that Margaret Cho half-hour comedy special where she's wearing the leather jumpsuit from 1994... nipples are kind of pointing through in a weird way. I think that might kill it. And now, you run the risk of never having it return.
But it's always a risk.
The Margaret Cho video always does it for me.
Are you on new medication?
I take inhalers as needed.
You don't take those all the time?
No, just, it's...
And do you still masturbate?
Not for about 8 months now.
Ooh. Do you have arousal?
Yeah.
You get normally aroused.
I have a girlfriend. I have sex.
Have you thought about entering the porn business?
No.
It's a side job. Not a full-time thing.
Does it ever get harder than what it is, or is it always the same state?
It's always the same state.
Huh.
And is this priapism, Drew? Is that what this would be?
Well, priapism is a painful erection, though.
Does this hurt?
No, it hadn't hurt. That's what one of the doctors said it might have been, but they ruled that out.
Did you see a urologist?
Huh?
Did you see a urologist? You should go to a university center, go to the Department of Urology. There's got to be something they could do for
you. No, they could fix that.
Yeah.
The great part will be when they put you in that gown that ties up in the back and take your underpants away from you and have you walk up and down the hall in the slippers. That's going to be humiliating. What if you take it? I'll tell you what always kills a boner for me. Take it.
Oh, please tell us.
Yeah, it works. Take it, pull it up against your belly, and wear it in your pants like you had a gun stuffed down your pants. You know what I mean? In your waistband.
Try it right now while we're holding on.
Like where Robert Blake would wear his gun.
You're talking about kink it. Kink it so the blood can't get
in. Pull it up and put it against your belly, and then just put the head right under the waistband.
What's wrong with a cock ring?
Well, that's his problem. I mean, that's not going to work.
Okay, just thought I'd throw it out there.
Besides, I don't think you can get one on when you're erect. Matt?
Yes.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing boxers. I'm pretty much falling asleep.
All right, stand up and put it against your belly.
Why stand up?
Yeah, it works better that way. That's how I kill a boner.
You're weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that kill it for you? No?
Well, how does this affect sports for you?
Nothing's happening.
No? Mm-hmm. Yeah, give it a couple of minutes.
Go to the urologist. You'll figure something out.
Okay.
I can't take medicines offhand that would do this.
But, man,
beta blocker.
Has it been a serious, serious boner for 6 years?
Yeah, it's a full-fledged boner for about 6 years. It's, like, embarrassing when I'm in locker rooms taking shower, guys make fun of me and stuff like that.
Yeah, why do you take showers in the locker room with that boner of yours?
Because I don't want to not take a shower.
Don't want to miss out on life.
I'm thinking this is all crap. He's putting a sketch.
Yeah.
It's a joke. I don't buy it because he's giggling.
All right, man.
I don't buy it.
I don't know if I buy it either.
I don't.
6 years. I mean,
that's a long one. 2 years I buy.
That's
6 years.
No.
2 years, 24 months. Erection, I buy it.
Travis?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah, I'm 19.
What's up?
How long have you had your erection?
Well, I've had several. First of all, I'd like to say to the guy that called earlier, I'm dating a 26-year-old, and I'm 19, and so he's got to keep his head up.
Yeah.
He has other issues, though. You're doing okay.
I hope so.
Yeah. You smoke a lot of weed?
I used to, but I haven't smoked weed for a year.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, it's actually much better.
So what's your question?
I used to masturbate a lot when I was younger, like anywhere from 4 to 7 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
what do you mean by younger?
I started off when I was 15.
Yeah.
And, so that's what I mean by younger. But,
unacceptable.
My, libido has decreased, and it's not necessarily hard for me to get up anymore, but it's just...
You drinking a lot of coffee?
No.
Yeah.
I don't really want to,
You don't want to have sex?
Well, not as much as I used to when I was younger.
What's up with your 26-year-old girlfriend?
Nothing.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Are you having sex with her?
Yes.
Is she divorced?
No, she's never been married. She was a virgin until she met me.
Now, wait, so you were masturbating 5 times a day, right?
Anywhere from 4 to 7 sometimes. Right.
Are you having normal sexual relations with her?
Yes.
Well, then what's the deal? I don't get it. What's the problem?
You're sort of down to normal now, right?
Yeah.
Well,
You were incredibly overly sexual and abusing yourself, and now you're kind of normal with the chick.
How long have you been with her?
For almost 6 months now.
So she was a virgin till the age of 26?
Yes.
What's up with her?
She was practicing Catholic.
Yeah.
And kind of still is, but...
Yeah.
Isn't much anymore.
All right.
I don't totally trust her. Is she nuts?
No, she's perfectly sane.
So you were addicted to marijuana and a compulsive masturbator, right?
No, I was never addicted.
You just smoked a lot of pot?
No, not a lot of pot. Just like every once in a while, I'd buy like an eighth.
And I don't like the term chronic masturbator. I think habitual.
Yeah. And why did you quit if you weren't into pot? I mean, if you weren't addicted to it?
It didn't do anything for me, really. It just, all it did was spend my money and make me think about things that I didn't want to think about.
Like what?
Just, I would think about a lot of eternity and like what things would happen to me after I died.
Depressed during all that time?
Kind of, but not really.
Has anybody suggested you're bipolar or anything like that?
No.
You want to wear, Travis?
When I was younger, I was always borderline ADHD.
Okay.
My parents never put me on any medication or anything like that for it.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, sounds like everything's going all right for you now. I mean, you got a 26-year-old virgin.
It's all working out.
You're not smoking pot? You're going to school?
Yeah, I go to the community college here.
No. All right.
But I'm going to a 4-year school, Adam.
Right.
Yeah. Good, man.
Where are you going
to
go?
I'm thinking UW or Arizona State.
Okay. Arizona State, by the way, is just a junior college with a football team that does well each
and
year.
And some hot chicks.
And hot chicks.
That makes it a 4-year school,
though. That's true. All right, Travis.
And a bell tower.
Good times.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I don't know what his problem was, but it didn't sound like much.
Sounded like
was.
He's just up late.
Could not get my hands around that guy, yeah.
Lewis?
Yeah.
You're 15, what's up?
Well, my girlfriend, we just started going out today. She invited me to come over and spend the night at her house.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, how old is she?
She's 15 also.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, great parents.
Yeah. Or her, yeah.
Yeah, I wish. And I'm a virgin, but I'm not sure if I should go or not, because, I mean, I'm really into, like, losing my virginity when I get married and, you know, right, stuff like that.
Then don't go.
Well, wait a minute. Where's her parents? Are they going out of town?
Her parents are
going
to be there. It's just I'm not sure if I should.
Are their parents going to be in the same room? Out. What's the deal?
She never said anything about actually having sex, but, you know, I'm not sure if she will want to or not.
Okay, I got
to
ask you a question. Do you have any feelings towards men?
Yeah.
Men. Right?
Yeah.
You do. Okay.
No, wait a minute. I don't think you heard that.
Do you have any feelings towards men?
No.
Attractions to other guys at all?
Not at all.
Because I don't know any 15-year-old male would turn that down, just so you know.
No.
That's not...
Yeah, we hear that once in a while, but I think... I bet you this young lady... sex has not even crossed her mind. She just wants you to come over. So go on over there, have a nice time. But just, you know, talk about. She'll think it's cute, the quaint. She'll like your values.
I don't understand why she's offered you to sleep over when her parents are there. Won't her parents object to that?
Oh, I'm not sure because her parents are divorced. So I mean, her mom knows I'm going to be over there.
Yeah,
perfect.
And why did she suggest sleeping over though? Do you live far away from her?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the kind of thing where you couldn't go home that night because you live too far.
Yeah.
How do your parents feel about that? This invite?
Well, they're not too sure about it either.
Well,
Lewis, you got to calm down.
All right.
Yeah, I think she just wants to spend a little time with you.
What base have you got to with her?
Huh?
What base, sexually?
Nowhere, sexually.
You've got nowhere. Have you kissed her?
No.
Is that what you're afraid of, that whole experience?
No, kiss.
Do you want to kiss her?
Yeah.
You've not tongue kissed her?
No.
No kiss.
Wait, what is up with this? How is she even your...
She's weird at times, and she's talked about it before, so I'm not really...
Talked about what?
About having sex.
Okay.
You sure she's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to kiss your girlfriend? Aren't you supposed to make out with her at 15?
I mean, we just started going out, like, yesterday, so...
Ah, there we go. It's all gonna work out, buddy.
What the hell is going on here?
Oh my God. It sounds like, you know, the first 24 hours of a relationship is the toughest.
A day is in 15-year-old years.
Yeah, but you started going out with her yesterday. She invited you to sleep over that day.
She may break up with you this weekend.
She's planning it for, yeah.
And you've got all these wild preconceived notions about her and her family. Relax.
Chill out, man.
All right.
Go see a movie this weekend, preferably mine.
That's right. Go see The Animal.
Will do.
All right.
Very fine.
Okay. You don't know if it's funny.
Shut up.
Come on. He's got to give me the benefit of the doubt.
I will say, based on Rob's previous work, it will be very funny.
Thank you, sir.
I still couldn't figure out the guy's rap. They've not made out. They're not boyfriend and girlfriend. He met her yesterday. She asked him if he wanted to sleep over the day.
Look, if
after
some girl asked me when I was 15 years old to sleep over, I'm sleeping over. I'm not calling a show and asking what they think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of something else going on there.
Both those last two guys were playing handball against curtains.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out what their question was. Hey, Damien, I want to talk to some chicks. I'm talking to way too many dudes on this show.
Yeah.
Just don't give me excuses. Just get some chicks on the phone.
Yeah.
All right, you want to try this, Jesse? Jesse?
Hey, what's up?
Jesse,
all males,
the dude?
All males up
Jeez.
There.
Jeez. Let's pass that one.
All right. Well, then they're all guys.
They're all guys.
Let's take some blind ones.
See if the guys have
go
girls.
Go some blind calls till you get a girl.
Hello.
Really? All right.
What do you got? Hello.
Hold on.
No.
Chick.
No. Here's what you do. Here you go.
Chick.
I tried that.
Hello, girl.
Hello.
There you go. Look at Dr. Drew.
What's your name?
Lara.
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 Yes.
How old are you?
You 26?
32.
Perfect.
What's your question?
I have a daughter, and my husband likes to kiss her, obviously, because she's his daughter, and a lot of times she says no, and he makes her kiss him anyway, and I want to know if that's healthy, if he should not kiss her because she says no, because to teach her not boundaries, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how old is she?
She's two.
Two.
Boring.
Yeah, that's a horrible call. Is he using his tongue?
No.
I think it's okay to kiss her, too.
You force it on her?
Not force it. I mean, if a child is objecting strongly, no. I mean, yes, you have to be respectful of her boundaries, but I think it also helps her if, you know, as long as you're not forcing her, it helps her understand that she is to learn how to express herself and affection to parents.
Right, hold still while she's being raped? Is that what you're saying, Drew?
No. I think kids need to learn how to express love a little bit. They need to.
Is your husband a good guy, or does he scare her?
No, he's a great guy.
Does he scare you?
No, not at all. No.
Then you're all right. All right.
Come here and give me a hug.
Yes. You're all right. Okay, next caller.
All right.
I'd rather have a guy than that kind of phone call.
Let's see.
Hello.
Hello.
Hopefully a chick. Hello.
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 Oh, it's a dude. Hold on. All right, Drew. We got nothing but dudes up there.
What happened?
Who's our best dude prospect?
There you go.
Jesse?
Hello?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just want to say, like, to Rob, like, oh my God, I'm so nervous right now. You are the reason why, like, I want to be, like, an actor. I want to be...
He's from Pacifica, too.
Yeah, from Pacifica. And when I was, like, in Ortega in sixth grade, and I had, like... And you came for some reason, like, I think it's, like, to support the music something?
Yeah, we have a music program that my family and some local leaders of the civic community. Yeah, it's a good program. Hey, listen, you know what you do? No, don't put any pressure on yourself. Just go see some funny movies. I started writing jokes about your age, and just relax. There's no pressure, you know? And if it leads down that road, the main thing I say, it's not about making a living or being famous. It's about doing something you enjoy.
Yeah.
And if you enjoy performing, then you perform. Hopefully there's like a theater program in the town that we're actually going to build a little performing arts center there that we're working on in the next 5 years. And it'll be a place to perform for kids. And just take it easy. And, you know, you can write jokes and perform for your friends and stuff. And that's what we did. You know, when I was in high school, there's a talent show at Terranova High School that I did.
Yeah,
and there's no pressure. And it's nice. But do what excites you and have a good time. And if I can make it, anybody can make it.
And you started writing jokes at 13?
Yeah, my parents thought I was nuts, actually. You know, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning writing jokes. And they actually took me to see a psychologist. And he was a great guy. Ken Church. He actually said, you know, he's not crazy. He's an artist. You know, and that was... It was great, but that's not what my parents wanted to hear, so they wanted to take me to somebody else.
So you're writing stand-up jokes?
Yeah, just jokes and stories and stuff, because like, I was excited about, like, that was the first thing I was ever excited about, you know?
And who did you watch? Who were you into?
I was really into Monty Python. That was, like, the biggest. That was just such a charge. You know, those guys were just, you know, brilliant, and obviously just, you know, weren't afraid to be stupid or whatever. They tried to please themselves, and Richard Pryor. I liked Cheech and Chong. I was a little kid, you know?
And so did you go out and watch, like, you know, Life of Brian and the Holy Grail and all
anything
that stuff?
Anything comedy thing, whoever could drive me to there. You know, sometimes my dad would... He took me to see Groove Tube.
Oh, yeah.
Was so funny. My dad, you know, was like 10 or something. My dad didn't care. He took me to anything funny.
Yeah, that was
dirty, too.
I saw Kentucky Fried movie.
That was a great movie.
Wait a minute. Awesome. I saw it on like, a, you know, some cable channel recently. You don't realize how pathetic and primitive that film was.
It was low budget.
Doesn't matter.
It was
laughed so hard.
Primitive, but it was funny.
But it was cutting edge at the
time. Yeah, at the time, yeah.
Now it's like, oh my God, why do we think this is funny? It's very hard to even laugh at it now.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Have you seen it recently?
She was 6 feet of black dynamite. He was a short Hasidic Jew. Cleopatra Schwartz. While she burnt the ghetto to the ground, he kindled the Sabbath candles.
Well, some things don't age as well. But at the time, you know, I remember, you know, just being turned on by stuff. Like, you know, Richard Pryor's comedy albums. I remember George Carlin, the class clown was hilarious. And then Toledo Windobox, he discovered cocaine or something. It wasn't as funny. Pryor's the greatest ever. The greatest ever. Anybody who says he's not the greatest stand-up ever is just blatantly wrong. And doesn't have the knowledge of comedy. He was the greatest stand-up ever. You know, it's funny. I actually asked him one time. I met him one time, and I said, "Boy, that the first concert was like the prototype doctorate in stand-up comedy." And he said, "You know, I didn't really have the material down. I mean, and 6 months later, it was tight. It was better. And just, you know, can imagine what that was like. He didn't have it figured out yet. He was still working on that stuff. What would that have been?"
Yeah, he was a genius, and I'm amazed at all the guys who came after him that just did sort of basically blatant rip-offs. Yeah. Not even rip-offs, they're just doing him.
Second generation version of him, not as good as him. Yeah.
Right. Debbie?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yeah, I've been listening to your show, and there was
a girl that you guys were talking to, and she was a size 34 double D or something.
Yeah.
And she was thinking about getting a reduction because of how she felt of people looking at her or whatever.
Okay.
And I was, and you were talking to her as long as she wasn't having any problems or anything to keep them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And anyway, she, but also, Deb, she was like 15.
Oh, well.
And we were trying to say, look, you know, just cool out a little while.
I mean, how old are you? Decision. Did you have a breast reduction?
No. No, but I'm 34D.
Okay, how old are you?
Bouncy, bouncy.
Nice.
How old are you?
21.
I'm 21.
Okay, what's going on? Is it hurting your back or something?
I have back problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were saying something about back exercises or something like that?
Yoga is a darn good thing, and it can strengthen your... I know it sounds weird, but if you have a posture where you're sticking your shoulders back, it's going to help a little bit. But, you know...
How big is the rest of you?
I'm 5'7", 135.
Mm-hmm. You're overweight.
True, please.
No, she's not.
And, yeah.
Not over, how tall is she?
5'7".
She's not overweight.
That's right.
No, but she's lying.
Most of that's boobs at this point, isn't it?
I am not lying.
She's 5'5", and she's 152.
You're fat.
Drew, please.
How heavy are you? You used to be 135.
I'm 135.
Get on a scale right now. Do you have a scale right there?
No, I'm in my truck.
Ooh, truck. No one owns a truck who's under 150.
Get on the scale in your truck. Take the scale out of your truck, step on it.
No, drive your truck onto one
scale,
of those big,
get out of the
big,
car.
Yeah,
get on it.
Scales and do the math. Okay. Hey, Debbie?
Yeah.
34D is not a mammoth bust. It's a nice bust.
You should be happy.
But it's not crazy novelty big.
Yeah, I know, but I have back problems.
Have you thought about gaffer tape?
From that.
It could be an upper back?
Uh-huh.
Upper back and neck?
Yeah, kind
of. Would you want to do something for this? How about, seriously, yoga and some weights, and if you drop like 5 pounds, you'll drop some boob weight.
I was thinking about that, too.
Absolutely. And if not, if yoga doesn't do it, there's physical therapy. There are other sorts of modalities you can
My
get
girlfriend
into.
Really does a lot of yoga. She's got very large breasts, and it's a tough thing. But you know what? She does yoga, and there's a certain thing with her posture. A lot of girls don't want to stick their boobs out and put their shoulders back, but actually the strongest part of your back are your shoulders. So if you kind of arch your back, and it kind of looks, you're putting your best foot forward there, but it's going to relieve the pressure and put the weight on the strongest part of your back as opposed to your neck.
What kind of yoga does she do?
She's hatha yoga. And and yoga will also strengthen your you got to do some weights, too, for your neck and stuff, and check out your posture. Chances are your posture is not very good.
You're right.
What kind of yoga?
Hatha yoga.
Hatha yoga?
Asahara yoga, also.
And what is that?
Ashtanga yoga.
Ashtanga, that's the hot yoga.
Yeah, that's, you know, but the hatha yoga is a little easier, and, you know, especially for beginners if you want to get in there. But honestly, trust me, do some weightlifting. Get into the gym, you know, and it'll impress people because they'll want to help you because you got big boobs.
Does she do the hot yoga too, where they
sweat?
The room
she does that too, yeah. She digs that, you know. She's into it. I don't know as much. I like doing yoga just, you know, without a bunch of sweaty people around me, actually.
Yeah.
But then once you get in there, you get over it, that the sweaty people, because you can't help but concentrate on what you're doing.
Let me just tell everybody about the medicinal uses for sweat. None. You're talking to a guy who's been sweating his ass off his entire life, and I'm
it's
no
good
better
for it. It is good for you.
Is it?
Get toxins out of your system.
I don't know. Drew, you've seen how much I sweat, right?
I think sweat is good because your muscles are working. It's a good state to be in. Absolutely.
But what if
just
you're
to be overheating?
But if you're like
me,
but you're like eating ribs and you're sweating.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay, well, that's a different kind of pressure on your body.
I think the sweating associated with muscular exertion is very, very good for you. Not just because it's sweating, but because of the state your muscles are in when you sweat.
We will take ourselves a little break. Rob
Keep
Schneider.
The boobs. Keep them both.
That's right. Rob Schneider's our guest tonight, and we'll be back after this.
Sweet.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey. Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Rob Schneider's our guest. Rob is coming out with his newest movie tomorrow. That would be the 1st of June. That would be Friday. It is called The Animal, and it will be at a theater near you. And here comes Rob now.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
What did I miss?
I was just plugging your movie.
Any more big boobs?
Well, speaking of big boobs, I was going to mention that next week Brooke Burke is going to be here from that Wild
her.
On E, and I love her so
much.
God
love her.
Do you know her?
Yes. Hot.
She is so hot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
not fair.
I don't get into, I don't know what it is, but I don't get into too many TV folk, but boy, is she a colossal piece of ass. She is so hot. Do you know her, Drew? Have you seen her?
I don't think so.
Let's bring some pictures in here. Let's put them on the wall.
You never saw that Wild on Eve? She's the new one to replace Jules Asner. No. You don't watch any of that.
I don't watch E.
Rob, do you know who I'm talking about?
I've seen who I think it is on E.
Does she cross over to the Discovery Channel or anything?
No,
the History Channel.
She's tan. She almost looks a little Polynesian or something.
I never go to clubs and that stuff's happening. How come that? How come they have those clubs? Where are those clubs?
I don't know.
They exist. There's a place in Boston. They showed the one night in Boston, this crazy club with all these hot babes. I've been to Boston. I've been to clubs in Boston. I didn't see girls like rubbing each other's boobs. And
I know.
I don't know. You know, and the girls didn't look like that either. You know, it looked like more like Miami. And they said Boston.
You know what I love about that Wild On is, you know, they're down at the Caribbean. They're down at the Sandals Resort. All right. And then they'll go, you know what? We're going to Nova Scotia. And you think, all right, there's nothing going on there. Sure enough, more thongbacks, more hot tubs.
I don't get it either.
More chicks, more togas.
I don't buy it. I think they bring their own people.
They must. There's just not that many good-looking people in the world that you
there's
can travel
not.
Around.
No, exactly.
Tom?
Yeah.
You're 15?
I am.
What's up?
First, I want to ask Rob, what part of P-Town did you live in?
Back in the Valley, Park Pacifica. Yeah. How about you?
Me, I stayed in Sharp Park for a while. Actually,
Sharp Park, very cool.
Everybody back there probably knows me. I was homeless. I lived in a golf course.
Who cares?
All right, so what's up there,
what's
Tom?
Up, man?
You're only 15. How did you end up homeless
back then?
I got kicked out of my mom's house.
For how long? Like a couple days or what?
For like 6 months.
How old were you?
How old was I? 15. 14.
How did they let you not have a place to live for 6 months?
Well, I stayed in a tent. I had a place to live.
What's up with your mom?
With my mom.
She's an addict?
An alcoholic.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
There you go.
I became the addict.
You're an addict. What?
Well, not anymore, but I was on
crystal meth. What were you doing?
Crystal meth.
Oof. That's a tough one.
For a while. And so then I stopped doing it, right, because I got locked up, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed when I was urinating, it would burn, right?
While you were on meth?
When I was off it.
When you were off it?
Yeah, and so I had gonorrhea and all that stuff. And they said I was clean, so I was like, okay, that's weird. And then, like, it went away, and it wasn't burning anymore. And then, so I did a line a couple weeks ago, probably about a month ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was burning again.
Hmm.
But then it went away after a week or two.
It's probably some bladder spasm that develops from the meth.
Are you sucking the line up with your penis?
No, I've only done a line once.
Hey, listen, as far as like doing lines, that is the nastiest, grossest drug. And you should, you know, you said you're not an addict, but yet you're 15 and you're still snorting a line occasionally.
Oh, man, I'm not doing that no more. It's just...
I was about to cuss at him. All right. I put Tom on hold because he said BS twice on the air, and he can't do that. I don't know why, because I sit around and talk about fecal matter and finger-banging chicks all night long, but someone says the S word, and they're out of luck. But, and what do you do, hang up? I just put him on hold.
No.
What'd Anderson do? Get rid of him?
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Here's my language.
Here's the point. Meth is the worst of all drugs. It really is dangerous to you, it's dangerous to everyone in society because people get violent.
That's true.
On this drug, but it is horribly addictive, and it causes people to do things that they would never even dream of doing, and they're all violent, and they all involve crime. And I couldn't imagine a worse thing to get into. You'd be better off getting into Santeria at 15 than you would be getting into meth. And I mean no disrespect to Eric Estrada, but it's a horrible, horrible drug. It really is. And I guess the guy's back home. I guess he cleaned up a little bit.
But he still occasionally dabbles. And dabbles is still a problem.
Yeah, he needs to.
And you know what you got to do? You got to get rid of those friends and not hang out with those people that are doing it. Because if they're doing it, you're going to eventually do it again.
You got to get back in the program. I'm sure you've done. I hope you've done a little work in the program, and you got to get back to it.
Sonia. Caller goes by the name of Sonia.
18 from San Jose.
Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing.
What's up, San Jose? Nothing.
What's up?
Hello? Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're on the air.
Oh, really?
Are you high?
No.
All right. Well, ask your question then.
Okay, well, I have never had an orgasm.
And you're 18?
Huh?
And you're 18?
Yeah.
You've never had one by yourself?
Period.
Period, never had one. Okay. Right. Not uncommon by 18, by the way.
Yeah. That's not too weird.
You have a boyfriend?
Sounds like...
Mm-hmm. 3.5 years.
Oof.
He's not very good, is he?
Well, I don't know. Like, it's weird. We do it a lot. Like, I don't think we do it a lot, you know, but we do it maybe like a few times a week, and he does it for like a really short amount of time. Like, it's really short. Like really short, less than like 10 minutes or 5 minutes even.
Yeah.
And like, and then he's tired and he can't do it. It's just we.
It's right. Not tired. It's not tired now. He has some kind of refractory phase where he can't do it. His biology will not allow him to operate for about 30 minutes
I
or
hope
so.
To Christ he's not listening to this show. I really do.
Kill himself.
No, he's sleeping.
Well, sure, he's tired.
Sure, right. Well, you got to get to know your body a little bit better. I would suggest some chronic masturbating yourself.
Yeah, yoga.
Get to know yourself. Do you know, make yourself have a few orgasms and just let him watch you.
And I don't think you're into this guy.
No, I totally am. I totally am.
Really? Why? Really? Because
he doesn't sound like a winner. He's asleep.
No, he is.
He hasn't given you an orgasm in 3.5 years.
You feel as though he's a winner. You speak rather disparagingly of him. You've been with him since you're 15. And so often people your age stay in relationships that should have ended after 3 weeks for 4 years.
Right.
And when you're 25 and you get involved with this same guy again, the relationship will last a few days and you'll realize it's not going anywhere.
You know, it's funny. At 15, you stay in a relationship. Hold on a second. At 15, you stay in a relationship that should have lasted 5 weeks for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then when you're 35, you stay in a relationship that should have lasted 5 years for 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. That is sick.
Yeah. Rob's wearing puka shells. You notice that?
Yeah. And I think we struck.
They're coming back hard, man. Deal with it.
It's difficult for me. I wore them when I was 11.
Sonia?
Yeah.
All right. So it's going to I agree with Rob. It's going to be hard for you to have an orgasm with him until you sort of figure yourself out.
Wait, but why can't he? Like, why can't?
Well, you got to do it first. You help him. Show him.
Why can't he? What? Why can't he give you one?
Yeah.
Because you have to know what he needs to do in order to give you one.
You got to make
guys
yourself.
Guys don't magically know that.
Get some time. Get feeling frisky. Maybe take a hot bath. Light a candle or two. Paint your toenails, and you know, enjoy.
Well,
you've been faking it for him, though, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I swear.
Never once.
Do you ever look at him disappointed and go, "That's it"?
No, I don't do that.
All right, well, start. Start doing that.
He's really insecure about it.
Right.
He should be. He's terrible.
No, but, like, I don't know. Like, it's good, you know? It's just, like, it's short.
Okay. All right. No, you got to give yourself your own orgasm for crying
out. Hold on. We have to talk about you behind your back. Hold on a second. First off, it's funny because she's angry at him.
Yeah.
Okay,
because
she won't admit
it peeks through every once in a while. Yeah, like, you go,
it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
But
it sucks, but it's great. But it lasts a real short time. But I love him. But it's great. But he's tired.
Yeah.
Ambivalent. All over
right.
The place.
Now, if you ask her what's up with the sex, she says it's bad. But if you say maybe you should break up, then it turns into great, and then he's a great guy. But meanwhile, you can hear every once in a while a little spike escape, which is she's angry at the guy.
She's
angry.
Bored. She's bored.
Yeah. Right.
This isn't what she thinks it
you
is.
You know what I think? You're going to have an orgasm if you get out of this relationship.
Okay, first of all.
Get out of this relationship, get a new guy, and you're going to have like an orgasm a day. What?
Okay.
Stop.
First of all, it's not like that. You guys totally overanalyze things. That is so not like that.
Okay, what is it like then?
I'm not angry at him. I'm just wondering why. And, like, that's not the, like, the only part of a relationship. Like, we're so close in every other way. Like,
okay.
You know, we could spend...
Denial.
Does he perform oral sex on you?
Uh-huh.
He does?
Mm-hmm. How long?
I don't know. He's only done it, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
4 or 5 times in 3.5 years. You got a real winner there.
Well, please, it's once every 10 months. I mean, give him a break. Do the math. It's not so bad.
Okay, I take it back. He's very caring.
Why doesn't he do that more? Do you enjoy that?
I don't know. I do, but, I mean, I guess he doesn't like
to. You know, you got to find out what you like, all right?
Sonia.
But listen to Sonia, everybody.
Yeah, she doesn't hear it.
Does he perform oral sex? Oh, yeah. Well, how often? 4 times in the last 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Well, do you like it? Yeah. Well, I guess he doesn't like to do it. I mean, every time you give a report on this guy's sex it's horrible.
His report card is a D or F every time.
You start going with another guy, and you're going to see a difference, you know, at least in the first few weeks.
Well, yeah, why are you so defensive about this guy?
Because he's amazing.
In what way?
He's amazing.
He has not really demonstrated that so far.
Why does there only have to be one way?
You're the one who called with complaints.
You haven't told us one thing yet that shows us that he's amazing.
What's so amazing? Does he sleep amazing?
Yeah.
He's in a really cute fetal position.
It's the way he drools and rolls over.
He is just amazing how he never makes me have an orgasm. It's incredible how he goes down on me every other year.
Yeah. How is he amazing?
Well, I was 15 years old. I mean, we didn't do anything until.
How is he amazing?
He just is.
Okay. No, you know what? Stay in it. You sound like you're very happy. I hope everything works out.
You deserve each other.
Let me tell you what else is going on.
You can club him with a baseball bat.
She lost her virginity to him, and a lot of women think they need to really make a go at the guy they lost their virginity to.
And he's basically over the relationship. I think who knows?
We don't know anything about him. We have no sense of who that kid is.
I think he's over it.
I don't know how old he is. How old is he?
I see him as a
40.
Just Rip Van Winkle. Just a huge beard and propped up against the side of an apple tree asleep all day.
Amazing.
Who does cunnilingus.
He's amazing.
He does cunnilingus for up to 30 seconds.
That's right. Amazing.
I'm sleeping. I'm going back to bed.
I'm very tired.
Yeah. Wow. And a guy who goes down on her every 6 months, stupendous.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah?
You're 13.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, every guy I've ever dated, like, throughout this, like, past couple of years, whenever I start getting interested in guys.
Past couple of years? I mean, when you're 11?
Yeah.
All right, what?
Follow me.
All right, go ahead.
They, like, call me every day, constantly talk to me. My best friend's boyfriend, who I went out with last year, still hits on me.
Jeez, this is the... I got a big...
And I don't like it.
This is the girl's version of that.
All right. Yeah. You're hot. Big deal.
All right.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Why? You're not good looking?
Well, I don't think I am.
Well, I know, but that's something that good-looking people say, so
people
we tolerate them.
Lots of people tell you what? Have a problem.
Lots of people tell you what?
Lots of people tell me I'm not.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Good.
This way of driving.
Why are all these guys chasing you around, then?
I do not know. Did you ask them? Yeah, but they don't give me an answer.
Why not?
Okay.
They say that you're my friend.
Okay, do you have a boyfriend right now?
Yes, I do.
And how's that going?
Fine. He's sweet. Gives me lots of gifts.
How old is
he? Oh, wait a minute here.
I see a guy with like an Italian horn medallion and a pinky ring.
I'm gonna buy you something tonight, darling.
No, he's not.
How old is he?
He's my age.
Did you hear that?
She's a little angry too.
Oh.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
Whoa, Amy.
Where's Daddy?
Which one?
Oh, there we go.
The one you hate the least.
The one I hate the least. I think he's asleep right now. And
how about the one you hate the most? Where is he?
Idaho.
What did he do to you?
He just was not a very good father.
What did he do?
He was abusive and he yelled a lot and they fought a lot when I was young.
Do you figure all men are like that?
No.
How's your stepdad doing?
Oh, he's great. He's been my dad since I was like 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like my best friend.
That's great.
All right. But
does he follow you around a lot?
Him, no.
And real dad, biological dad, do you have any contact with him?
The last time I talked to him was 2 months, no, 3 months ago when I asked him to call me back as soon as he had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's still fixing that tranny on the car he's working on or something. Amy.
Hmm.
All guys are not your dad.
Here's the deal. You got energy. And you're 13. Don't be in such a rush to grow up.
Well, not also
and yes.
This is hatred. You could feel it when you started talking.
I know. I've said this 1,000 times on this show, Rob.
Mm.
Guys aren't affected that greatly by their parents, but
by their mom.
By their mom, yeah. But your daughter, you can screw her up for the rest of your life if you just work on her for a very short period of time,
mm-hmm.
between the age of 2 and 6. Yeah. You can ruin her life and every man she's with from that point on.
Yeah.
And this young Vanessa here, 13 years old, and man, men stand for everything but what they should stand for in her life. Mm-hmm. And she's got a ton of energy.
Well, maybe
and
then maybe this relationship with her stepfather could be help heal some of that. Sounds like she does possibly, love a man. So
possibly,
maybe.
But I think he's like a pet. He's a friend. He's okay.
Hey,
he's
Vanessa.
Not a real dad figure.
Yeah.
Can you just kind of take it slow with guys and keep your eyes open and think about how they make you feel and why, where those feelings are coming from, and maybe that some of those feelings are feelings that your dad may have left behind?
No, that's not me. That's the other girl.
Oh, wait a minute. Who are we just talking to? Oh, we're talking to Amy. We got too many 13-year-olds on this show.
Sound like you.
Hey, Amy?
Yeah?
Can you do what I just told that other girl to do?
Yeah.
All right.
I have another question.
Okay, here it comes.
I when I was younger, had scoliosis. Mm-hmm. And every woman in my family is basically pretty big, busted-wise. Yeah. And I'm a double D40.
There you go. Hence
13.
The following.
13?
Hence the following around, yeah.
And, yeah, hence the boys following her around. Yeah. Hence the appropriate hatred for men.
Right.
So, go ahead.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was wondering if maybe, like, when I'm a little older, if my back pain continues, should I get a reduction?
Wait a minute. You're way too young to be going down
But it's a reasonable question. And when you're older, if, yes, you are having a lot of back, you know, deep bra strap grooves, neck shoulder pains. I like Rob's idea, the exercise and physical therapy and yoga. But if all that fails, then certainly that is a clear indication for breast reduction.
I would not recommend weights. I would recommend aerobics. I think if how much do you weigh?
I weigh 138.
Now, how tall are you?
I am 5'7.5".
Okay, well, you're pretty normal, but I think that you could drop.
Wait, what's the bra size again?
Double D40.
Okay.
I think you
I'm not going to feel good about myself when I get home. But
you could lose a few pounds. You know, exercising. You are not an abnormal weight. But I think you could exercise. I think you could do some yoga. I don't think weights, you know, she sounds like she's normal height.
We've got to take a break. I have a lot of thoughts that I have to share with you after this.
Okay.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Rob Schneider in the background there. The movie, The Animal, coming out tomorrow, everybody. And I suggest you all go out and see it. Rob's a friend of the show, and we always support our friends.
Thank you.
Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Tiffany, who's 19. Tiffany?
Hi.
Hey.
My question is, okay, I'm 19, and I've been out of high school for a year, and I've been single ever since I've gotten out of high school, and I cannot find any guy that's, like, even worth dating.
Are you working?
Yeah, I'm working and going to school.
Where do you work?
I work in a hospital. I'm not going to say where.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a pharmacy technician.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Any guys you work with?
No, they're too old for me because I'm kind of young to be a pharmacy technician.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know what? Do you have any social activities that would put you in a position where some desirable guys? Maybe school?
School is probably the only one. The problem is like, I've been dating, like, old friends from high school and stuff, and a lot of them are a bunch of druggies, and because of my job, I don't want to be around that.
Sounds like a good idea to not be around
What kind of school are you going to now? Where are you going to school?
I go to community college. I'm trying to transfer to university. But
which one?
San Francisco, I mean, San Jose State.
I'm trying to go to U of A, because they offer a pharmacy program
there. It seems like that's what you need to get going on, because U of A is a huge school. You'll meet a lot of people there. It'll be a wholly different life for you.
What year of the pharmacy program do they start teaching you that funky language with the accent where you can't
Latin?
Understand people? No, not Latin. It's what I like to call Johnny Quest villain nationality. Can't quite put your finger on it. You know, it's not one of the good ones. And you're trying to, you just have difficulty understanding the pharmacist. Is that in year three? I'm not sure. When do they start training
with that?
They
perfect that in the clinical years.
I see.
I never went to pharmacy school.
You get in line.
Yeah.
I got lucky.
You get in line, Round Eye. All right. So, hey, Tiffany.
I could not help you.
Yeah.
The other thing is.
You sound delightful. I don't know.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to be. There's guys out there. You're also being picky
really
right now, aren't you?
Me, though,
What?
Is that, like, I have a problem because, like, I started having sex at a young age, and, like, whoever I date now, it always seems like it has to become into, like, a sexual relationship.
That's because that's where the guys want it to go.
And
it's up to the girl to stop and lead the relationship.
Yeah. You have all the power.
Yeah.
You don't understand
don't
this.
Don't give it
up. Yeah, you got the power. You hold the cards.
It's up to you.
Well, how old were you when you started having sex?
12.
Oh, mm,
ouch.
With a relative or?
I was raped when I was 12, and mm-hmm. my self-esteem okay. went, like, way down, and I just let anything happen.
Who did that to you?
It was an older guy. Right. It was at a friend's house. We had a party. A bunch of guys ugh. Came over.
Yeah. You were never sexually abused or touched or anything like that beforehand?
No.
Okay.
All right. Did you ever prosecute the guy?
My parents didn't believe me.
Oh. There's some issues then with your parents.
Yeah, let's just think.
How does that work, by the way?
When your child comes home and said, I was raped, in what planet do parents go, hey, you're lying? As opposed to going, oh, my God, let's go get an exam. Let's find out to get this guy. I mean,
that's abuse.
It's bizarre. So your parents already had some stuff going on here. That may have been why you were victimized.
Yeah.
Now, how's your relationship with your parents now? Do you have any contact with them?
Well, yeah, I live with them, but it's hard at times. Actually, me and my sister got in a big fight a month ago, and I got sent to jail because of it, and my parents didn't even, like, come and get me or anything.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking you got to get out and get a student loan. You got good grades?
They're okay.
Listen, seriously, what's your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, get out of that. Really, you sound like a pretty together girl, honestly.
I try to.
And don't get into any alternative means of making money to pay for school.
Listen,
because you got the name, you know.
You've got
the stripper name.
The no sex kind of thing. I think you got to get out of that unhealthy home and get into school because you like school, right?
Yeah, she does.
Well, then, great. Keep the whole school thing going and, get a student loan, get a good job. Where it's a positive, not a stripper thing, a good job. And then you'll meet guys, and you sound like you're going to be fine, but get out of that home.
Yep.
And ultimately, her revenge will come later in life when one of her parents gets cancer and she refuses to believe the parent. That she denies him that. That's
exactly.
That's what I'm going to do with my folks. We'll be back. Well, that's it with the show, everyone. I want to thank a few people before we sign off. First, phone screener Tara, don't call me Tara, who did a wonderful job all week. Damien, who's does a wonderful job on the phones as well. Engineer Anderson for sliding those potentiometers and dropping in those drops.
He's also needs to put on your mic. Here we go.
He's a magician, except for the part about turning on the guest goddamn mic.
No, he's... That's his way of critiquing my
I'm trying to do my best, under really difficult circumstances.
Producer Anne for putting her feminine stink on the show. Booking big-time guys like Rob Schneider, whose movie comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday, everyone.
June 1st.
I'll know my future by this time tomorrow night.
The Animal. Everyone go out and see it. And Rob, thanks a lot.
Hey, Adam, the one caller was right. You're a genius. I enjoy you.
Thank you.
You make me laugh every time.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Drew, you scare me because everything you say is right.
So until next time, Sam Crowe, Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. You get in line, Round Eye.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.